From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other sort of information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Minister of Investment or Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Bahlil Lahadalia said, investments shifting to industrial sector. Indonesia and Australia agreed to cooperate in livestock and animal products. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. During an online presentation on the realization of investment that took place on Thursday, Minister Investment Head of the Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, Bahlil Lahadalia said, that investment realization is starting to shift to sector that support industrialization. During the fourth quarter of 2021, the largest chunk of investment totaling 34.8 trillion rupiah, or 14.4%, materialized in the basic metal, metal goods, non-machinery and equipment industries. This means that this investment has encouraged industrial development downstreaming to create added value to anticipate so that the deindustrialization would not occur. The Indonesian and Australian Ministries of Agriculture have agreed to establish comprehensive economic cooperation in the agricultural sector, particularly to strengthen the livestock and animal products subsectors. An agreement to this effect was signed by Minister of Agriculture Shahrul Yassin Limpo and Minister of Agriculture and Water for the Northern Australian Territory, David Littleproud, in Jakarta on Thursday. The cooperation includes three important commitments since Indonesia, as the largest agrarian country in the world, has a very good quality of agricultural products compared to other countries. Head of the Presidential Staff Office Muldoko emphasized at the launch of JUFO, a digital platform for MSMEs on Thursday, the importance of the utilization of digital technology platforms by micro, small and medium enterprises for delivery as well as payment system. Mastery of digital technology is essential. Therefore, the government has continued to encourage the digitalization of MSMEs to build a digital economic ecosystem and accelerate national economic recovery. Those MSMEs must seize this opportunity. Muldoko also revealed that the value of digital economy transaction in Indonesia in 2021 grew by 49% to reach $70 billion US dollar. The highest in value among six Asian members, including Singapore, the Philippines, Thailand, and Vietnam. Let's move it on to the international news. The U.S. economy notched its strongest growth in nearly four decades in 2021 after the government pumped trillions of dollars in COVID-19 relief and is seen forging ahead despite headwinds from the pandemic, strained supply chains, as well as inflation. A surge in gross domestic products in the fourth quarter as businesses replenished depleted inventories to meet strong demand for goods was the final push. Last year's robust growth reported by the Commerce Department on Thursday supports the Federal Reserve's pivot towards raising interest rates in March. A United Arab Emirates medical convoy of 1 million COVID-19 vaccine reached the Gaza Strip via the Rafah border crossing on Wednesday, state news agency WAM said on Thursday. The report said the Sputnik shots were the biggest medical support convoy from the United Arab Emirates to the Palestinian Strip since the start of the pandemic. North Korea conducted tests of an upgraded long-range cruise missiles and a warhead of a tactical guided missiles this week, as leader Kim Jong-un visited a munitions factory producing a major weapon system. This was reported by North Korean state media KCNA on Friday. Tensions is simmering over North Korea's series of six weapons tests in 2022, among the largest number of missile launches it has made in a month, which triggered condemnations and a new sanction push from the United States. Kim Jong-un did not attend the test, but during a visit to the munitions factory, he lauded leaping progress in producing major weapons to implement the ruling Workers' Party decisions made at the meeting last month. A Japanese government panel tasked with reviewing the need for quarterly corporate disclosures requirements aims to draw up a summary report this spring. This was stated by Japanese Finance Minister Sunichi Suzuki on Friday. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida wants to relax quarterly disclosures requirements for companies as part of his pledge to forge a new capitalism, but implementation is expected to take years, complicating the outlook for one of his key promises. Listener, let's move in on to the diplomatic corner. On Indonesian Embassy holds a day in Indonesia in Hungary to promote culture and tourism.
Listener, here is Diplomatic Corner. The Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Budapest, Hungary held a Day in Indonesia event to promote Indonesian culture and tourism to the Hungarian people. The Indonesian Embassy in Budapest in its statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday stated that the event took place at Eot Vos 10 Cultural House in Budapest. The Indonesian Ambassador to Hungary, Dimas Wahab, noted that the event was a brief introduction at the beginning of a series of promotions of Indonesian culture and tourism, which would be carried out throughout 2022. He also hopes that with the health protocols and the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly Hungarian people and the European community in general are able to return to visit many tourism destinations in Indonesia. The promotion event of culture and tourism entitled A Day in Indonesia began with the screening of a music video from Indonesian children incorporated in the Indonesian Love Action. One of the unique and interesting things about this event was when most of the dancers perform a number of Indonesian traditional dances as Hungarian citizens. Moreover, the visitors to a Day in Indonesia event were able to enjoy various Indonesian typical dishes, including chicken satay, woku chicken, chicken soup, goat curry served by Restoran Asli, an Indonesian restaurant in Hungary. A number of Indonesian typical market snacks were also presented, such as wajik, risol, omelette, and lemper. During the cultural promotion event, the visitors must follow health protocols by showing their COVID-19 immunity card first, using hand sanitizer before entering, and wearing masks while inside the building. Then, the maximum number of visitors only allowed to enter the building was 180 people. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We start from an event on January 28, 1986, when the Space Shuttle Challengers exploded. The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster occurred on January 28, 1986, when the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds after launch. The shuttle was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This incident was broadcast live on US television, who witnessed the incident. The accident resulted in the death of 7 astronauts. One of the crew of astronauts trained by NASA is a civilian, a teacher named Sharon Krista McAuliffe. She planned to become the first civilian in the world to explore outer space. Moving on to 2002, when the airplane crashed in Colombia. On January 28, 2002, there was an accident of Boeing 727-100 TAME flight number 120, which was flying from Quito, Ecuador to Cali, Colombia. The plane crashed into the Combo volcano in the Andes Mountains in southern Colombia in foggy weather. In the incident, all passengers consisting of 87 passengers and 7 crew members died. Last event is in 2013, when Queen Beatrix announced her plans to abdicate. On January 28, 2013, Queen Beatrix announced her plans to abdicate. The resignation was confirmed on April 30, 2013, exactly 33 years she was in power. On the same day, the Crown Prince William Alexander was officially crowned king, succeeding his mother.
Berhenti mentarakanmu.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
President Joko Widodo released the 2022 first export of smelter-grade alumina from PT Bintan Alumina Indonesia in the Galang Batang Special Economic Zone in Riau Island on Tuesday. In a press release of the Presidential Secretariat Press Bureau, the president appreciated the company that was brave enough to downstream the mineral and mining industry. He also reaffirmed the importance of industrial downstream by stopping raw material export. Then, the president encouraged companies to process the raw materials into finished goods and semi-finished goods in order to increase the product's added value. On the occasion, the president further remarked that Indonesia has a great potential to downstream coal into dimethyl ethyl, or DME. The downstream will bring about a lot of profits for the country, from personal and company tax to jobs for the people. He also affirmed again that the government will keep stopping raw mineral and coal export despite getting protests from many countries via the World Trade Organization. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister for Economy Erlangga Hartarto said that the smelters' grade alumina or SGA productions in the future will accelerate the downstream of bauxite into the aluminum ingot. It needs domestic industry for various products such as plate, billet, scrap and profile that are required in many industrial processes such as aircraft, ship, automotive, and construction.
Bersamaku mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جان شوي بي تاي كو جو يي فانغ تشي سين سين غوانغ جوانغ بين دو فاي يان د تشوان بو. وي د كو جو باو هو ني يي د كو جو باو هو وو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listeners, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Pacitan Regency in East Java is famous for its beautiful beaches, such as Klayar, Banyu Tibo, Puyutan, and Serau. In addition, Pacitan also has many wonderful tourism destinations. One of them is Maron River. Due to its beauty and authenticity, the river gets the nickname the Amazon River, coming from East Java. The distance is about 40 kilometers from the Pacitan Square, while it takes approximately 1 hour by motorcycle. You have to pay an entrance ticket of 5,000 rupiah to enter the Maroon River tourism attraction. By walking 20 meters from the entrance, you will arrive at the river bank. Here, you will see a row of boats docking at the side of the river on a small dock. To enjoy the wonder of this tourism area, you have to try the river crossing adventure. You can also rent boats owned by the local residents with a maximum capacity of 6 people. Before going down the river, you are recommended to wear a life jacket. Tour along the river stretches for 4.5 kilometers for 45 minutes. When you go down this river, you will enter a river that divides the forest area. It is not surprising that the destination is nicknamed the Amazon of Indonesia. It is because the right and left sides of the river are surrounded with shady tropical forests. Along the river, you will enjoy the bluish-green water of the Maroon River. Coming closer to the end of the riverside tourism route, you will go along the coral hills near the beach. During the trip along the river, you can also enjoy some interesting photo spots. There is one favorite photo spot, namely a swing that is attached to a large tree trunk above the river. You can relax by sitting on the swing with your feet touching the surface of the river. But of course, the best part is by sitting at the end of the boat, which has a backdrop of lush trees and streams. This walking river tourism trip will end at Ngiroboyo Beach. You can go down for a moment and enjoy the atmosphere of the beach. The boat driver will wait for 2 hours maximum before returning to the dock. Besides the river activity, you can also swim and fish in the Maroon River. The tourism attraction is equipped with toilets, restaurants, and a large parking lot.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Three students of the Department of Architecture, Faculty of Engineering at University of Indonesia, designed the Passage, a flat design that can be solution in providing housing for the urban homeless people amid the COVID-19 pandemic. This design was led Aurelia Audrey, Rifki Pauzan, and Tania Aurelia to win second place in the International Skid Row 2021 International Design Competition. This international competition was organized by the American Institute of Architects AIA Committee on Design. The pageant competes with other works from around the world in a competition held from October 8, 2021 to January 3, 2022. Dean of FTUI, Professor Dr. Harry Hermansyah, explains that the design of the pageant can be implemented in Indonesia by adjusting existing conditions as an alternative solution to the problems of the homeless people and beggars. Homelessness is an inherent problem and a crisis in most of the cities around the world. In a slum area in the Skid Row District, Los Angeles, United States, there are 10,580 people and about half of them live as homeless people. Tania Aurelia describes the passage design philosophy as not only a narrow path, but also a place to live a big and dynamic life. The design is expected to be the answer of the three main problems faced by the homeless, namely being unproductive, discriminatory, and absent or lacking of protection for them. The pageant becomes a space for pursuing productivity, ensuring protection for individuals, and raising their opportunities in society, and as a platform that supports community-based activities that encourage equality and social interaction. That's Miss Seleni.
Jantungku bilang
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Java entitled Nyaredet Hate, to be sung by Eli Karisma. The song narrates about a young man who feels hurt because he sees his ex-girlfriend along with another young man. Here is the regional song from West Java entitled Nyaredet Hate, sung by Eli Karisma.
Hate, lamun tepung rejeng anjeun ngalenyap ngarong heap, jantung asa maluragan. Sok emut deui ka tukang, waktu urang anyar tepang, anjeun tembong ngagupayan, mawa rasa mere harepan. Peting terdaek sare, kasalira emut baik, sahatu nyasalira, kunaon teras ngagoda. Sabenerna rek balaka kuring kapana asmara, rek ditunggu najan sawindu didakoan, sugan rek datang, sugan bae salira samimi tresna. Cintaku ni telaksana, hayang teuing, hayang teuing, hiji mangsa mata kuring kapana asmara repi tunggu najan salindu tidak koan sugan rekata sugan bae salira samini tresna beun bunga cintaku telaksana di peting terdaek sare kasalira emut bae sahatu nya salira kunaon teras ngagoda
from Jakarta. Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Maksudku mengertilah akan inginku hatiku hanya untuk oh satu-satu aku sayang kamu dua-dua kamu yang tercinta tiga-tiga aku ingin bahagia hanya bersamamu satu-satu aku sayang kamu dua-dua kamulah yang tercinta tiga-tiga aku ingin bahagia hanya bersamamu oh satu-satu aku sayang kamu dua-dua kamulah yang tercinta tiga-tiga aku ingin bahagia hanya bersamamu hanya bersamamu hanya bersama dirimu lamanya
Voice of Indonesia
yakinkan cintamu kepadaku agar aku bisa memiliki setulus hatiku mencintai dirimu
Of Indonesia.
Suatu masa kita jumpa dengan pasangan berbeda. Jangan ada lagi air mata. Tentang kisahku dulu yang telah ku jalani, semua waktuku bersamanya. Awalnya bahagia dan sesuai rencana, hingga untuk berlapang dada, lupakan
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.